Hello everybody. I'm responding to my Facebook post again. And I've posted three items again today. Sometimes I'm going to post one, sometimes I'm going to post three, sometimes even two. It depends on my mood. I'm not going to make a specific time where I post and not post because I want to get used to this. And for right now, early this morning, I posted three items. One of them is regarding what the left foot of Her Ladyship Von Jugini steps on. And what's the significance and how does that relate to our practice of Von Jugini? His Holiness Kyabje Sarum, he said in Los Angeles that long ago, during the time, there was a great god in the god realms named Mahadeva. And he's very powerful. He's the overlord of all the gods. He's the overlord of the demigods. Within samsara, you have gods and demigods. And he's very powerful. He's not enlightened, but he has a lot of psychic power. He can control many, many things. But his primary attachment was to eroticism. His primary attachment was to basically copulation. And he was very much into it. His mind focused on that. He's very beautiful. He's very handsome. He's very good looking. He doesn't smell. He rules huge, huge, vast godly empires. He has gods and goddesses under him. And he has four principal goddesses that are his consort. And he was so desirous. And he was so into copulation that during the four times of the day, he would switch copulation with one of the goddesses, meaning he was always in copulation with one of them. He would have them embracing him, and they would be in full copulation while he was eating, while he was sleeping, while he was walking. You say, how is that possible? Well, he's not an ordinary being. It is possible. And other gods would have all kinds of parties, and they'd invite him to the parties. And he was so busy copulating, he couldn't go to the parties, but he had psychic powers to see what's going on. So what he would do is he would send a phallic symbol. He would send a statue or an image, a phallic symbol of his private organ, and that would float with attendants, that would float with music and banners and, you know, with canopies, and it would float to the party, and they would have to put this phallic symbol at the top seat, the best seat in the house. And then all the other gods have to come and offer milk and incense and offer flowers and garlands and pay respect because it was him coming. So he encouraged the worship of eroticism and copulation. So anybody who worshipped him would get boons, would get assistance, would get help, but they would be infused and they would be overwhelmed by a sense of sexual desire that overrode everything. And to the point of ruining their lives. Not just the gods, not so much, but beings who worshipped in samsara, this Mahadeva. So what happened was he would see if his phallic symbol was being worshipped at the parties. He would see if they're showing respect, because if they didn't, he would punish them. He would be very upset. He wanted respect. So therefore, at that time, Shakyamuni saw that it was time to subdue this being. So Shakyamuni himself emanated in the form of Mahadeva with four faces, with a wrathful face, with an angry face, with a wrathful angry face, with a desirous face, with a peaceful face, etc. And he would have 12 arms with 12 different weapons and two legs and holding onto a consort. And Shakyamuni emanated in four main consorts that accompanied him. So he emanated in front of Mahadeva in an exact replica of him. And then Mahadeva controlled 24 power places in the world. And these 24 power places had a male and female guardian that watched the place. So Shakyamuni emanated a Daka and Dakini in each of these places to counter each of those gods, each of those beings. And so when Mahadeva saw this great god, and when Mahadeva saw this great being that looked just like him, but more powerful, more on fire, more blazing, more bigger, with more abilities, he was subdued. He immediately offered himself and his consort to Shakyamuni's feet. And Shakyamuni, of course, appeared in the form of Hiruka. So he offered himself to Hiruka's feet, and he wasn't forced under Hiruka's feet. He offered himself under Hiruka's feet, Hiruka and Von Jugini, the mother, and he offered his consort under the feet of Hiruka and Von Jugini. So what happens in today's tanka representations, you see Hiruka stepping on Mahadeva. And he's facing down with his head bent over backwards. So the tip of Hiruka, the tip of the feet is stepped on the forehead, and the heel of the feet is on the center part of the back where the heart is. So in Vajragini's iconography, you see her left feet stepping on Mahadeva, or Jigje, we say in Tibetan. Not Yamantaka Jigje, but Jigje, in that fashion. And the reason is because ignorance is symbolized by the forehead, in the forehead area, and hatred is carried and held on in the heart area. So when Vajragini's holy sacred feet steps on the forehead, and the heel steps on the heart area of Mahadeva, it means that she's stepping on his ignorance, stepping on his anger. And then on the right, I'm sorry, let's not talk about the right now. Then symbolically, when you step on ignorance and hatred, the third of the causes for us to remain in samsara is desire. So in Vajragini's practice, well, let me slip it in anyway. The right foot stepping on the consort on her breasts. Why? Because in ancient India, in ancient Indian iconography, the breasts are considered very erotic and very attractive, and that's what people always look at. So when you step on it, it is symbolizing stepping on desire. So today's symbolism of erotica or something related can be different. It could be an elbow, it could be a shoulder. I mean, we're just using that as symbolism. So when Vajragini steps on the right side on the consort, Kalarati, on her breast, it symbolizes the destruction of desire. And then on the left side, the destruction of ignorance and hatred. These are the three main causes of samsara. Then when you condense it, it's ignorance. So when Vajragini steps on these deities in that manner, it actually represents that through her practice, you will destroy and overcome the very causes of you remaining in samsara. Ignorance, hatred, and desire. So when you see her stepping on these deities, it's not arbitrary. It has deep symbolism. Then the deities themselves, according to Kabje Sarumchi, should not be more than the main deity, the arms. That means if Vajragini has two arms, then the deity below her she's stepping on should not have four arms or six arms or eight arms. They should have two arms also. Okay, so Kalarati is holding onto a jiguk, a cemetery knife, and a skull cup. And Mahadeva is holding onto a... Some people put a sword, some people put a kadanka, and a damaru. Either way is all right. So Mahadeva stepping, being stepped on by Vajragini also means this. Although Mahadeva has been subdued, but his karma to influence samsara is still very powerful, combined with our karma to be allowed to be influenced. So therefore, the pervasive energy of samsara now is desire. The pervasive energy and the pervasive downfall of people, the pervasive downfall of people's actions is desire. What brings them down is desire. So what happens is when Vajragini steps on this energy, desire, ignorance, hatred, it's representing that although Mahadeva's power is still active within our mind stream, she counters it. So those of us who have a lot of desire, those of us who have a lot of ignorance, those of us who have a lot of hatred, if we make connections to Vajragini, her ladyship, we do her sadhana, we do her prayers, we do her mantra, we do her offerings, we do her meditations, we do her 11 yogas, we can counter what Mahadeva had prayed for in the beginning. And Kabje Sarumchi says, as we go farther from Shakyamuni's teachings, because now it's 2,600 years, then it's 2,007, then 3,000, 4,000. As we get farther, the tantras become more distant from the time they were spoken. So the lineage gurus become longer and longer and longer, and the blessings become less. So in other tantras, the blessings become less as you go farther away from Shakyamuni. But Vajragini's tantra becomes more powerful. Why? Because she specifically countered Mahadeva. Why do I say she? She is Hiruka. Hiruka is her. They are one. It's just a male and female form. So therefore, as time goes farther and longer away from Shakyamuni's teachings, according to Kabje Sarumchi, Vajragini is the only tantra that the blessings become even more and more and more and more powerful and more able to combat the problems we face in samsara. Hence, That's why I promote Vajragini. That's why I share Vajragini. That's why I have chosen Vajragini for people. Vajragini is not necessarily my main practice, but it doesn't mean that I have to give my main practice to everybody just because I like it. I have chosen Vajragini for a few reasons. One is because of my gurus. Second is because her tantra, as time goes on, becomes more and more and more powerful to combat, to counter the energy of Mahadeva. So when we do her practice, even if times become more degenerate, even if it becomes more difficult, when we do her practice, it'll be just as quick and fast and efficacious. This is the promise we have from Vajragini herself. This is the promise we have from Hiruka. Okay? So therefore, when Vajragini steps on Mahadeva, or Bhairava, or Jigye, whatever you want to call him, on her left foot, it has that kind of symbolism, it has that kind of background. Now, I can't tell you more than this, because some of us have initiation, some of us don't, but that's what I can share with you. And the sources come from the holy mouth of the incomparable Khyabjasong Rinpoche. I hope this information helps everybody, and I hope that you will go and study up on Vajragini's qualities, the practice, and if you received her initiation, please don't just leave it on the shelf. Go and get the commentaries, go and study up, go and listen up and prepare. And if you have not received the initiation, have an image of her. Whatever information you can get, listen and understand. Make prayers to her that you can make a connection to her. Make aspirational prayers every single day to Vajragini. Thank you very much.